877-757-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Everybody, America tonight. Yes, we are live. How about that? Other shows taking a break, but we're here for you. We understand it's that in-between time where you're still stuffed from the turkey or the ham or whatever it is that you overindulged in the last couple of days. You're getting ready to do it again because New Year's is really about food and drink, isn't it, after all? But so is the last holiday, and then the holiday before that, which means we're coming up to resolutions. We're going to be talking about resolutions. In fact, I'm going to be writing some resolutions that should be what some of the politicians are thinking of, and I'm going to go through a list in politics, business, and from the entertainment world. But for now, what was not very entertaining, for me at least, was the fact that we, yes, had a Tuesday night football game. That can be kind of cool if you're off and you're kicking back and you're tired of going to movies. You're tired of, if you're not shoveling snow somewhere, you're tired of hitting the golf ball or the tennis ball or doing whatever it is that you were doing. So you kick back to watch the Eagles and the Vikings. Now, from my perspective, I was looking forward to the Eagles clinching, getting a bye, and enjoying the drubbing that they were going to put on the Vikings. The odds makers apparently thought the same thing, but we didn't get the memo that the Vikings were in town to do some damage to Philadelphia, and they did. You know, Philly was a 2-touchdown favorite, and instead it was all about the Vikings. I think it's because the governor could not keep his big fat mouth shut. Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell was complaining that we were such a wussified nation, we can't deal with some snow. And specifically, he's talking about Pennsylvania, Philadelphia. In fact, let her roll.
In most places in the world, people would have sneered at this. This is football. It's a game that I played football. I played in the snow. It's a game that should be played in all weather conditions. And if the fans can make judgments themselves. The fans can, in fact, decide if they're going to the game, that they'll drive home a little more slowly.
Gee, thanks, Governor. That really helped because it doesn't matter. Driving home slowly, they're probably driving home erratically after the Tuesday night drubbing. And Michael Vick couldn't have got slammed to the ground more than he did, and a kid named Joe Webb ended up looking like a world beater anyway against the Philadelphia defense, and the offense for the Eagles did not soar. 24-14 win for Minnesota. So Leslie Frazier ends up being the winner in this one. He's the interim coach for the Vikings and probably now just got himself a job with the Vikings. So, yeah, the Eagles are still in the playoffs and the Vikings aren't, but the fact is a bye is a bye is a bye, and when you're playing in what the players call the second season, you want the best positioning. They certainly didn't give themselves a chance for the best positioning now, did they? Speaking of positioning, I wonder how the people feel who are still, and I just checked on this, who are still, my friends, imagine, stranded at an airport or stranded in a city for a couple of extra days. There's times in your life when you go someplace cool and you just don't want the vacation to end. I mean, let's be honest, even if you're ready to get home to home, usually if the vacation is good or the travel or the time with family or whatever is good, you want an extra day. You just say, oh, I just wish I had one more day. If I only had one more day, I could do this, this, or this. I guarantee there is nobody that sat around at the airports that is saying, oh, I wish I had, you know, a few more days in New York City. I'm sure they're just saying, oh, I wish I had gotten out of here, away from this mess, before it was too late. Because, of course, the blizzard or the nor'easter was predicted a couple of days before it happened. So if somebody was, they could have maybe tried to bump their flight out earlier. But in taking your chances and sticking with your flight or Sunday or Monday or Tuesday, wow, that blizzard canceled so many flights. Still is canceling flights, because how do you cram all these people on these planes when the planes are full? 10,000 flights have been canceled since the snow began to blanket the East Coast. And I guess the people that are lucky are the ones that were able to get away from one of the airports, whether it was Newark, LaGuardia, or JFK. And I'm focusing on New York, but it's not just New York. It seems to be where most of the problems were. So if they were on an AirTran flight, let's say, or United or US Airs or whatever, if they found a hotel and they could get to a hotel, they would be lucky, because that's truly the other part of the problem. They probably couldn't get out of the airports, because who's picking them up? The taxis just abandoned. They just abandoned half the taxis right in the middle of wherever it was that they were traveling to, or pulled over and got out because they couldn't see. So now it's starting to turn back to normal, and you would think, okay, it'll be much better on Wednesday, but then the problem is getting back on those planes. So you have cancellation after cancellation after cancellation. I mean, Delta canceled 300 flights on Tuesday, and they still had runway issues at JFK and Newark, so that was part of the reason. Now, JFK is supposed to be okay by Wednesday, and Newark is supposed to be okay by at least midday on Wednesday. But you got to think that there are now some people who just want to get out of New York. Remember that movie, the title, Escape from New York? Oh, they really want to escape from New York. And some people were even thinking of driving. Have you ever been stranded and you thought about driving and you wanted to know how much it was to rent a car? Well, in some cases, thousands of dollars. So if they're in that predicament and they're trying to fly back from New York to the Midwest or to the West Coast or somewhere in the South or whatever, I think a lot of those people ended up just sleeping at the airport, especially on a Sunday, because of the blinding snow. They didn't have much of a chance to get out of the airport. Wow, 32 inches in some spots. I know I've said this a couple times. I just, the numbers are crazy. And 80 mile an hour winds. So the governor of Pennsylvania, Ed Rendell, is so wrong when he says that about the game. I mean, I get it, but the drifts made it impossible. Who's playing in that? What are they going to do? They might as well throw snowballs, because at the time of when the game was, it's too challenging. There's no way that they could have made that happen. And that was part of the problem. If they could have, then I would agree. If the field could have been cleared, if all that stuff could have happened, and they could have gone out, yes. But with the visibility and everything else that's entailed in that, it's not about driving slower from or to the game. It's about anywhere to any kind of normal conditions. Yes, players have played in snow, but I don't think, and I'd have to really look this up, but I don't think anything like what they were getting at the time. You know, even the mayor of New York is saying, don't dial 911 unless you have some life-threatening emergency. Because this is our fifth largest storm, and, you know, you can complain all you want, but we have stranded cars. We don't have ambulances. What are we going to do? Wow. Crisis not averted yet in the Big Apple. More to come.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when ExtendoVite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy.
For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Speaking of wanting it out, perfect lyric for this, Chris Matthews, who I used to like this guy's show, and he's from Philly. I used to like Chris Matthews, and sometimes he's had some good guests. He's had some good guests on the show, and it's all about politics. But he goes, I mean, now it's like he goes off these crazy deep end on a bunch of stuff. And plus, during the election, I think I lost a lot of respect for him when he obviously fawned all over Obama. And in the case of the debates, to me, it was like, okay, here's where you ask the questions, and you ask the questions of Hillary Clinton and Obama and whoever else just ask the questions. And it was pretty leading, the questions that he asked. In fact, so much so that I thought pretty hysterically they did a parody of him on Saturday Night Live, which I guess would be flattering. Anyway, he's jumped into this birther controversy, and he was talking about it on his Monday show. He was wondering why the president hasn't demanded a copy of his birth certificate to just stop the conspiracies about where he was born. And he had on a couple of people on his show, a couple of different reporters or columnists or whatever. And now this whole Pandora's box continues to get ripped open even more, not from the conspiracy angle, but from the fact that the Hawaii governor, the newly elected governor, says he wants to release the birth certificate, that he wants to release the information, period. And what Matthews said is, know, I'm not a birther, but I'm not an enemy of the birthers either. And he said the obvious thing is, why hasn't the president just demanded that they put out the documents? Just shut it down. If that's the case, just do it. But what one of the columnists said is, look, there's no point in engaging this because they're not interested in the evidence, whether he's natural born or not. But to that, I disagree. I think that if they have it, just show it. Who cares? And you could say, I don't care. In the case of Obama, if he's focusing on whatever it is he's focusing on, let's hope, then somebody else, there's certainly enough that he is delegated to the people around him that somebody couldn't do that. But the thing to do is, if the governor is saying, okay, send me a copy, he's saying, why doesn't the president just say, send me a copy right now? So I think, if anything, this is going to start to heat up more. The whole issue of request a copy of it. Just kill this whole thing. If there really is nothing to it, then, you know, then fine. But I'll say this. If in this case, if there was definitely hardcore evidence, man, I'm telling you, there are people that would really be able to jump all over it, because if they could jump all over it, you got to remember, especially investigative reporters, what's the whole thing? You don't care. You're willing to take it on because you want to win a Pulitzer Prize. You want to make money. You want to sell a book. So if somebody comes up with the hardcore evidence and they've got the credentials, then I think they spill it. Because for this guy to become the president, or at least I hope that's what we're doing. I know there's shady, tricky, ridiculous things that happen in the name of politics and electing people, the favors and everything else. We see that with the Democrats and the Republicans. But I would hope that, maybe I'm naive to think, wouldn't they go over this whole thing with a fine-tooth comb? Wouldn't they have looked for something that would have just sent him out, would have disqualified him, right? So this story, keep an eye out on this one, because we certainly are. I got feelers out all over the place in this whole thing. And it's because of this governor opening it up again. So I'm, you know, if there's nothing to hide, I'm thinking that the governor, okay, he's the conduit. He gets it. And then he just puts it out there. And then what does that mean? So then it's the end of it. You know, that's it. Do you think that quells the controversy or not? Sometimes it only fans the flames. And speaking of that, heading back in, because this is that week, this in-between week, but heading back in to the next year and going into 2011, you know, part of the conversation is going to turn to is, who are the Republicans? We've already had this discussion on America Tonight. Who are the Republicans who are going to run in 2012? We've had 16 years of back-to-back presidents, two-termers. And is Obama going to be another two-termer? Who is the candidate that is being dusted off and spruced up to possibly challenge enough to maybe win? And, you know, somebody, an elected president to knock off an elected president, to knock off an incumbent. Who's the person who can knock off the incumbent? Because even traditionally, we said this heading into the midterms, incumbents win. If we like numbers and we like to talk about numbers, incumbents win overwhelmingly. So looking at 2012, the same names keep getting trotted out, like Huckabee, Mitt Romney, Newt Gingrich. These are names that we heard last time around. And, of course, Sarah Palin's name gets thrown out, and I don't think she wants any part of that. It's worth it to kind of just continue down the road, but I don't think she even tries. I don't think she tries it. But will Obama face somebody who could make it a race? Is there somebody? I mean, who is that person that's out there that would make it an interesting election? I'll tell you, the midterm elections, and now we're going back to November, were a lot more interesting than I honestly thought they were going to be, due to the fact that there were some record turnouts in a few areas. We saw that people cared enough to, and that's the best thing about, I think, America Tonight and these talk shows, is the fact that you have an outlet, left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between. You have a place you can call up, you can vent, and you get a chance to spout off your opinion, whether it's the situation in Afghanistan or talking about who the challengers could be in the system, how it's rigged when you think of heading into this next election, or is it? I think the Electoral College, that's the problem. If you look at local politics and you look at Congress and the Senate, still a little bit different versus the presidential race. And that's where things topple in a different direction. That's where I think lawmakers should review what's done with the Electoral College. Because to me, that's where a lot of this ends up falling into the drain trap. And speaking of falling into the drain trap, I read an interesting story in the New York Times when I was perusing a bunch of different papers just to kind of look at the headlines and see if there's anything meaty out there on, you know, locally, of course, all about the weather and whatnot, but looking at some of the international stuff. And they talked about Afghanistan, and we've talked about the Afghanistan-Pakistan border and what's happening with those raids. And now we know that unless we're able to stop, because you got to think about the people who are coming out of Pakistan dropping their roadside bombs off and then scurrying back into Pakistan and finding a safe haven there, somehow that has got to stop. That's one of the things that has to stop. We've talked about this for the past 2 years. I think it was probably 2 years exactly, 2 years ago, that we had Frank Gaffney on, and who worked in the Defense Department, and we talked specifically about where should we really be. And he kept saying, Pakistan, Pakistan, Pakistan. Well, it's obvious, but what are we going to do about that? And can you really trust the powers that be in Pakistan? You know, food for thought. All right, coming up on the flip side, we can count.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
I'd like to be stuck on a plane for 11 hours. Guaranteed none of you are going to say, oh, I'd like to volunteer for that. I don't even know what they could give me that would make me feel better about sitting there for 11 hours drinking leftover juice. But that's what happened to a couple of people. Now, granted, it's part of the nonsense that is the three airports in New York, thanks to all the snow. But how could they not figure out a way to get them off of the planes eventually, sooner than 11 hours. That's what happened. JFK, that was the airport. And it had to be frustrating for the people on the plane. Apparently, there were people on the plane that were actually crying. Oh, that would be the worst. Oh, your head's got to be pounding. You're exhausted. You just want to get out. You have no idea what's happening. And then people around you just start to sob. Oh. That makes it that much worse. What happened was there was people that were on a flight from Vancouver, British Columbia. They got into New York at about 2 in the evening on Tuesday. And they got off the plane shortly after 1 in the afternoon. Oh, that's terrible. 1 in the afternoon. So you had a whole bunch of kids. You had a bunch of people crying. The airline told them it might be 48 hours before they get their luggage. Oh, that's just bad timing. What can you say? And they tried to do what they could. They didn't have gate space. They didn't have somebody to get them. They thought it was going to be a fluid situation. It wasn't. and the people were stuck. And how they answered back, the Port Authority said, look, the flights were international. They have to be unloaded in custom areas to go undergo screening. You can't just dump 1,000 people in a secured place for a period of time. We couldn't do it. They had to stay on the flight. So, and Aeromexico had the same problem. They landed at JFK. They were coming in from Mexico City. It also was in the morning, and it was still hours for them, 6 hours or so, before they could get off the plane. And what happened was people were starving, too, and thirsty, because they didn't even have the water. So they're running out of food and water, and the pilot, I guess, was really pushing for the people to get off, to have the police come on board and deliver food and water or something. That's what they... That's what he was, that's a smart idea. That's what he was really, really pushing for. And they didn't do it. So they had a bunch of flights, international flights, that were stuck on the tarmac from a period of 7 hours to 8 hours to the worst, 11 hours. I can barely get it out of my mouth. 11 hours. Ooh. Oh, that'd be rough. All right. We can count also takes us to Maine, where, sadly, Sugarloaf is a great place to ski. People talk about it all the time in the East Coast, that it's one of the resorts, if you can get up there, the mountain's the second biggest mountain. But for these people that were riding the ski lift, if they happened to hit it at the wrong time, they had high winds, and you had... 8 people or more that fell into the snow because it snapped. One of the lines on the lift line snapped. Then you had 200 people who were trapped for over a minute and change, and the others that fell to the ground. It was a derailment on one tower of what they call, you know how they have different names for the runs and the lift line, Spillway East. And it happened in the morning. The cables... The lift cables, cable rather, skipped over the edge of a pulley, and 5 of the lift chairs fell 30 feet to the ground, and the chairs were pretty mangled up. So some of the people had various injuries, you know, from arm injuries to neck to whatever, but nobody was killed, which is almost a miracle at Sugarloaf because of the powdery stuff that was on the ground. They've never had a lift derailment, they say, in 60 years. So they're looking to what caused it. Unfortunately, which is so typical, they did have an inspection. And check this out. So they passed the inspection, but yet they were on the list to replace it because, geez, if they had high winds, it could be a really big problem. Yeah, I think so. Whoops, I happened to be on the lift at the wrong time. Turns out it was on a list to be replaced because it wasn't really safe in windy conditions. And geez, we were in windy conditions. Oh, can people ever connect the dots? Don't know if they'll have much on Sugarloaf, go after Sugarloaf that much. Because if they're saying, if they can prove, you know, okay, here's the documentation, we prove the... You know, we passed the inspection. I don't know what the regulations are, but I would assume they have to have some regulations for that, right? All right, how about this story for We Can Count? And, you know, in culling through all the things that happened in the last couple of days, boy, there's been a flurry of things internationally. And certainly here locally. So besides the whole weather deal and people stranded and how many people were stranded and all that other stuff, very sad story about these teenagers that died in a Florida motel room. They're saying that it was carbon monoxide poisoning. That's what the evidence is showing. And the people that were in the room, you had... You know, ranged anywhere from 19 to 16 years old. They were all from a neighborhood north of Miami. The hotel was in a place called Hialeah. and they were celebrating somebody's birthday, but they left a car with a starter running in a closed garage beneath their room, I guess. Oof. So they're not releasing the official cause of death until the autopsies are done. But it's looking like, it sounded strange, but it's looking like that's what it was. That they were celebrating somebody turning 19, and they were in this room, in the car with a whole bunch of tables, chairs, cards, whatever. And what was going on beneath them was killing them slowly. They didn't even have at the hotel. They didn't have drugs, alcohol, any of that stuff. So they're saying that the evidence clearly shows carbon monoxide poisoning is what's to blame here. And they don't think it's any foul play. They don't think it's the suicide pact because, boy, that's the first thing I thought, suicide or some strange thing. But would it, is there something more to this than with these boys? What happened here? They're not, carbon monoxide doesn't have any kind of a smell. So maybe they passed out. But if they passed out, were they, they say there wasn't any drugs or any of that kind of stuff. I mean, I'm thinking that this is probably for the families more than gut-wrenching. They want to know what happened. It's always the what, tell me why, that really gnaws at people when they can't figure out why something happened. So this, I think with this hotel, they're trying not to think the worst, not to think that it was some kind of weird pact between them, but it was just a very freakish accident that made this happen, sadly, where these boys lost their lives because it was all a group of boys, like I said, from the same neighborhood. This was huge on Tuesday. Finally, there is an end to this deal. Federal judge dismisses that lawsuit by Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski. Easy for me to say, Murkowski. Remember, she was the one who wrote in because she was furious that Joe Miller got the Republican nod in the primaries. So she's going to be sworn in for a second term next week. And they've already, in Alaska, scheduled a ceremony to sign the election certificate. So it's a done deal. Murkowski is back in again. The final vote count, which is where the numbers come in, was 101,091 to 90,839. And here's this woman who was thumped in the primary in August by the Tea Party-backed candidate. Then she pushes for the write-in campaign in the general election, and she ends up beating Miller, who is challenging the result, files a lawsuit to challenge the results of that election. And earlier in the month, the Supreme Court weighed in, the Alaska Supreme Court, not the big boys and girls in Washington, ruled that the Alaska Division of Elections conducted the November 2nd general election according to state law, because Miller was claiming the way some votes were counted violated state law, so he had a leg to stand on here. And they said there's no remaining issues raised by Miller that prevented the election period from being certified. So that's all wrapped up. Think about how long that's taken. We live in the United States of America. November 2nd until now. Just in time for the new year. All right, on the flip side, we're going to check the emails.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. Drove those other childs wild. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. When it came to winning Blue River, well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now. Come on, you are.
I bet you're busy coming up with those resolutions. Ooh, tis the time for resolutions. And then here's the thing. Write them on a little piece of paper, stick them away somewhere, or stick it under your desk or whatever, and see how long you stick to those resolutions. It's so easy to break them. So, so easy. All right, quickly, without further ado, we are going to head, before we go to Donna, Wyoming, we're going to head quickly to the mailbag, because I keep talking about it.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you very much. Alex says, Kate, what did you think of the police fatality numbers? I was stunned by the number, almost 40%. Yeah, very sad. 37% police fatalities jumped up in 2010. How about that? And, you know, they specifically spelled out all kinds of things. The statistics are put together by the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund. Basically, it's a nonprofit that tracks the deaths of police officers and how they died. So there was all kinds of things, like you had 59 federal, state, local guys that were killed by gunfire. You had 20% jump from last year's figures when 49 were killed. 73 officers died in traffic incidents. Oh, there was 51 the year before. Then you had deaths in the line of duty, which you would think would be big, jumped 37% across the board to about 160 from 117 the year before. The overall, you had two California cops that were killed by an arson suspect with a high power rifle when they were trying to serve a warrant to him. You had two other cops who were doing the anti-drug type of work, surveillance, whatever, undercover stuff. They were gunned down by some guys along a highway in Arkansas. Yeah. Tough job. I know I've told the story before. I had an uncle that was stabbed, 31 times answering a domestic violence call. Yeah. And it's scary when you see the numbers shoot up like that. Very scary. And how they're killed, things that happen, especially for the drug stuff. They're finding the people and they're getting them. There was a man who's wanted for writing a bad check. He shot and killed two police officers after he was pulled over one morning. And they probably weren't expecting that. When it was just a simple pullover, they definitely weren't expecting that. All right, let's go out to Don in Wyoming.
Hey, Kate, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I can't believe you're that good after what happened tonight, but
yeah.
More on that in a second.
Yeah, but whose team is going to the playoffs, baby?
I knew you'd come back with that, but hey, Kate, I have a challenge for you, okay, though?
Got it.
All right, here's the challenge, all right? Now, if you go through Philadelphia history, okay, and everyone in America tonight knows you're from that area, okay, you know the Phillies have won a World Series, you know the Sixers have won a title, Flyers have won a cup, okay, even the Athletics, when they were there, they won 5 World Series, okay, the only team not to win a championship is the Eagles.
You think I didn't know that? You kill me. And they went twice and they had a chance.
Yeah, okay, so... Now, they just lost to a third-string quarterback tonight. On Sunday, they're going to get an out. They got the game. That game is at home. And they're going to have the Sunday game against Dallas at home against another third-string quarterback. And then they get to play the following Sunday against, most likely, it sounds like, the Aaron Rodgers-led Packers. Okay? If they lose all 3 of those games, okay, will you publicly admit on your television, your radio show, that the Eagles are a sorry franchise?
Oh, yeah. They're not going to lose all 3 games.
I can't see. Dallas is licking their chops right now. They got on a short rest. And, you know, I thought maybe Tony, if the Eagles playoffs were on the line, that maybe Tony Romo would dress up. But since it doesn't mean the game's meaningless, you know, it, you know, other than the pride of being able to put a whipping on the Eagles, you know, and send their season downward. You know, Cowboys don't really got much to play for, you know. So
the only thing they have to play for is if they want to play for Jason Garrett. They're trying to play for him.
Yeah. And in any case, so I got an inkling that he is not going to be the next Cowboy coach. But, you know, it doesn't look like there's a whole lot to offer out there. Gruden doesn't want to coach. Cowher doesn't want to coach, you know. So, I mean, it's like I kind of wish they'd bring Singletary over, because Dallas just needs somebody that's going to go in there and kick their butt and, you know, force some discipline in that team. There's nothing wrong with the talent level on the team. It's just like they lack discipline. But anyway, enough of that. But seriously, though, Kate, if you lose all 3 games, will you publicly just admit, you know, that, I mean, you can't have them all. You can't, you know, all 4 of your sports, you can't be a winner at, you know. I mean, not too many cities get to do that. You know, but you'll just, I don't know, maybe you'll think about it.
Let me absorb that. Yeah, let me think about that.
Hey, you know, you had that cut in the last hour with Madden, Madden on there, and he was talking about the EU and all the countries that are in trouble over there.
Yes.
And the only country that can bail them out is Germany. And,
yes.
And, you know, and I was listening to all that stuff, and I said, boy, all this stuff he's talking, everything that's come out of his mouth is socialism, 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 you know. And you saw the riots they were having.
Terrible.
France because they were going to raise the retirement age to 62 for crying out loud.
Yeah.
I mean, who do people think they are to get to retire at 62? You know, I mean, come on. And then, of course, you threw in, you were talking about Guan there, you know, in China. And, you know, of course, they're communists over there. And I kind of put them socialists and communists together, and it leads us to Obama. You know, and you were talking about Obama there, you know. And but here's a question I have for you. Now, it was we know that there's rules to be able to get into politics, et cetera. You have to pass certain things. And, for example, Arnold Schwarzenegger could, you know, according to the Constitution, could never run for president because he's not, you know,
natural citizen.
America.
Yeah,
okay?
And
so my question is, would they check this stuff before he ever even ran for office? I mean, wouldn't there be some? I mean, gosh knows how much, government we have in Washington, how big it is. Wouldn't there be some department that would demand him to present his, you know, birth certificate and it be validated to where, you know, there's not these people running around talking about whether he's American or not? You know, I mean,
it's crazy because now you've got this Democratic governor who's saying, well, screw it, I'm gonna show you that this is nonsense, and I'm gonna get the birth certificate, and I'm gonna find out a way to tell everybody that it's nonsense what's going on. It's so much time, Don, has been wasted on this. You just have to say to yourself, why wouldn't he? At this point, I would just have that flack Robert Gibbs. I'd just have him release it if they've got it. Just release the damn thing.
Well, and so, because that's what the question is. If, you know, when this talk started up, why wouldn't you just squash it right from the beginning? And you know, and so that makes people think, well, maybe there is something into this, you know. And
Right. They're giving them the ammunition.
Yeah, you know, and he should have squashed it from the beginning. But my point is before he even declared, you know, when he declared for the presidency, his run for the presidency, his credentials, you know, should have been checked out. I mean, his age, you have to be over 35, you know, you have to be a U.S. citizen, you born in America, you know, there's lots of things you have to be able to pass. And I would have thought that there would have been somebody who would have checked this off and said, okay,
I think go through it with a fine tooth comb, because certainly there were people who didn't want Obama to begin with, and those people, I mean, political people, if they could just not have knocked him out, would have done that when the whole change thing started to happen.
Yeah, so it's
interesting. That's where I would think you would have gotten caught.
And the one that would really be ticked off about the whole thing would be our wonderful, how in the world could she have been voted the most admired woman in America?
Hillary Clinton.
Because then she would have been the Democratic nomination for the president.
Yeah.
She'd be the president right now, probably.
Oh, yeah. And trust me, everybody has everybody working on all different sides. So if they could get the information, I think you're right. If they could have pulled a Tanya Harding on him, and they had it, I think that somehow they would have planted it or used it, because that's what you do. It's politics. It's the nature of the game. Pound your opponent. Expose everything you can in a way, however subtly you do it, but take them out of the game. That makes sense.